Hello, welcome back to another Night of Learning. This is Eli Nyman. I always say cannot replace for Mordechai Plotzker, but I will begin to share in his stead. We are learning Leila Nishmas, Chaim Baruch Ben Zabel, Parabas Pinchas, Miriam Leva Basaron, Chava Esther Basabra, Meir Shomer Aliyah. We are learning Refuah Shleima for all those who are sick. We are learning and daven and hoping that they have Refuah Shleima. May our share be as close to them. We are learning for Eretz Yisrael and for Klal Yisrael. May this shir be as close for both of them. So what I decided to do for tonight's shir in the next 10 minutes and maybe a drop after is to take an idea in Parshas Vayakhel. I really was debating among a couple things. So I take an idea in Parshas Vayakhel and to explore as much as we can in 10 minutes. What I'm going to be talking about tonight for 10 minutes is going to be the Kruvim. Now, just in case it's not clear, the Kruvim translate to cherub, and it sits on the Aron HaKodesh. Have you ever seen a picture? Perhaps you see a picture in one of the Svarim. There's an Aron on top of the Aron. If you look very carefully, it looks like two people on top of the Aron. The Gemara and Mefarshim talk about that, how that was allowed, and so on and so forth. Those are the Kruvim. It appears in this week's Parshas Vayakhel. I'm not exactly sure what went in the Mishkan, as the Mishkan was the portable Beis HaMikdash. Later on, the Beis HaMikdash was built first and second. But at least in the Beis HaMikdash, you had the Beis HaMikdash, and you had the Kodesh, and then the Kodesh Kedashim was the Aron. In the Aron, on top of the Aron was the Kruvim, which remember that for later on. Within the Mishkan, the Kruvim went on top of the Aron. I'm not sure where exactly. I think it was still considered the pinnacle, the center, the spiritual center of the Mishkan, but I'm not entirely sure. And this is what the Pasuk says. So in Parshas Truma, there were plans to make the Aron the Kruvim, and in Parshas Vayakhel, this week's Parsha, Bezalel actually makes all of the Kelim, and so this is what the Pasuk says. He, meaning Bezalel, made a cover of pure gold, 2.5 cubits its length, and 1.5 cubits its width. He made 2 cherubs of gold, hammered out, did he make them from the 2 ends of the cover. So in other words, he made the Kruvim. One cherub from the end on one side, 1 cherub from the end on the other. So he made the 2 of them from the cover, did he make the cherubs from its 2 ends. The cherubs were with wings spread upward, sheltering the cover with their wings, with their faces toward one another, toward the cover with the faces of the cherubs. So it's great detail. In other words, Bezalel made the Kruvim with wings facing each other, as described in Parshas Truma, and in Parshas Vayakhel, he actually does the building, and the Kruvim sat on the Aron. So what I decided to do was search as much as I can in various resources, places in the Gemara and Shas, where it talks a little bit about it. It is actually a humongous discussion exactly what the Kruvim looked like and what the word, what its role was. But I found a couple of Gemaras, and I think it might be a little bit famous, but since I have a Chiddush, I have an insight, I think, on it that's very relevant. So I'm going to read a couple of Gemaras, and we'll talk a little bit about it. Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel says, "Kasev Echad Omer." One pasuk says in Yecheskel, "Udmus Pnei Pnei Adam." As for the likeness of their faces, there was a human face. Upnei Arye El Yamin Lar Batam, and a lion's face to the right for the four of them. Upnei Shor Me'asmol Lar Batam, and an ox's face to the left for the four of them, and an eagle's face for the four of them. Kasev Arba Panim Lechad. But it is written later in Yecheskel, each one has 4 faces. Pnei Echad Pnei Kruv. The one face, the face of the Kruv. Upnei Hashemi Pnei Adam, the second face, the face of a human. Vashlishi Pnei Arye, the third, the face of the lion. Ravi Pnei Nashrin, the fourth, the face of an eagle. Vil Shor Lo Ka Chashiv. However, in the second list, the ox is not enumerated. So, in other words, the contradictory psukim, where one of them says the ox is mentioned, and the other one says it's not mentioned. Amar Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish said, Yecheskel Bikesh Allah Rachim. Yecheskel asked Hashem for mercy regarding the ox. And in response to his prayers, Hashem transformed it into a kruv. Amar Alfanav, Yecheskel said to Hashem, Ribono Shelolam, Hashem, Kategar Yeser Sanegar, a prosecutor can act as a defender, since the ox recalls the sin of the golden calf, and is in a such that it transformed into the groove. My groove, what is the likeness of a groove? What does it look like? The Gemara wants to know, what does it look like? I'm Rabbi Bo. Rabbi Bo says, Ki Ravya, like a child. Shekin Bababa Korin Lenuka Ravya. Because in Babel they called a youth a Ravya. Amalai Rapapa Labaya, Rapapa Setabaya. Ela Meata Dixiv. But for now, but still, we would have to apply this definition to that which is written in the Pasuk. B'nei Achad, B'nei Kruv, B'nei Hashayini, B'nei Adam. The one face, the face of the Kruv, the second face, the face of a man. Vashlishi, B'nei Aryeh, Raviyah, B'nei Nashir. The third, the face of the lion, the fourth, the face of an eagle. If a Kruv is the child, then Hainu, B'nei Kruv, Hainu, B'nei Adam. The face of a Kruv and the face of a man are the same thing. Ape Ramavay, the Ape Zutre. They are not the same thing. The Gemara answers, the face of a man is the face of an adult. The face of a Kruv is the face of a small child. That's the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara in Bava Basra states as such. So in other words, the Gemara in Chagiga, one of the main points is that the Kruvim looked like a small child. And we're going to get back to that. Each Kruv was like a small child, which is how it's often depicted in various Svarim and various other, and it's pretty much based on that. So, Amar Rabbi Bani, Amar Shmuel. This is the Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Tzadi Tess. Rabbi Nice, the name of Shmuel. Kruvim Beneath Hein Omdin. The bodies of the Kruvim stood miraculously. They did not take up any space. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, V'chamesh Amos, Kanaf, HaKruv Echas. One wing of the Kruv was 5 Amos, V'chamesh Amos, Kanaf, HaKruv Hashenis. The second wing of the Kruv was 5 Amos. Esther Amos, Mixos, Kanafa, V'Echas, Kanafa. From the tip of its wings to the tip of its wings was 10 Amos. Kufayo Hecha Avu Kaime, where in what space did the bodies of the Kruvim stand? El Shema Minot, rather from this, Beneis Hein Omdim, that they stood miraculously. And the Gemara does try to reject that. The Gemara presents 6 proofs as to why they may not be. And the Gemara continues. Ketzad Hein Omdim, how did the Kruvim stand? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan and Elazar say, Chad Amar, one says, Pneim Ishal Achiv, Chad Amar, Pneim Abayas. They stood, one says, they stood with their faces toward another, as it says, with the faces toward another, and the other one says, the faces were pointed toward the house, i.e. opposite each other. Ulaman to Amar, Pneim Ishal Achiv, according to the one who says that they stood with their faces toward one another, Haksiv's name Abayas, that is written with the faces toward the house. How do you understand this contradiction? Well, Kasha, not a question. Kam bizman sheYisrael osin ritzon shel makom. Here's where it states that they face one another. It is a time when Bnei Yisrael did the will of Hashem. Kam bizman sheYisrael osin ritzon shel makom. Whereas here, where it states that they face the house opposite each other, refers to a time when Israel does not do the will of Hashem. Uman damar ufineim. A bias, according to one who says they stood with their faces towards the house, that is opposite each other. Haksev, whose name is Ishalchev, but it's written with their faces toward one another. More answers. In truth, they faced the house. Nevertheless, this first teaches that their face were angled, so that they partially faced each other as well. The time that we learn a brisa, Unkus, Agir Amar, Unkus Agir said, Kruvim ma'ases atzumhein. The Kruvim were formed like children. And their faces were angled toward each other, Kitana and Nifter Mirabo, like the face of a student taking leave of his teacher. So this Gemara is saying that when the main part is that the Bnei Israel did the will of Hashem, they faced each other. When they did not do the will of Hashem, so that they stood opposite each other. And I think really here lies in the great Chiddush. It says actually that also as well that when they did not do the will of Hashem, they faced, I think my understanding of Gemara is that they faced opposite each other, but they partially angled toward each other. I said before that in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh Kedashim, was the Aron, and on top of the Aron was the Kruvim. On top of the Kruvim were 2 children. Zohar says it was actually a boy and a girl. And based on the Gemara, that when they did the will of Hashem, they faced each other. When they didn't do the will of Hashem, they stood opposite each other. I think it's a very big lesson. By the way, when they faced each other, it was in a romantic sense. And I think it really is a huge lesson. so the value of the Mishkan and the Jews' relationship with Hashem, it plays a very big value. And that is that I think, in general speaking, the people should face each other. They should look at each other when they're talking to each other. I gave a shir one time, and we see this in Parshas Kisisa, that when it says the Dibur Hashem Panim El Panim Kasher Dibur Ish El Reu, that Hashem spoke to Moshe just like a friend talks to another. So we see also that Hashem spoke to Moshe face to face. Why face to face? Because friends are supposed to speak face to face. The same thing here. If the boy and the girl faced each other, it means that when things were good, they faced each other. And when they didn't like each other, so to speak, when Hashem and Bnei Yisrael were in opposition, kaviyachal, as if, meaning that the Bnei Yisrael did averos, so they faced opposite each other, and that's never a good thing. We know by the sota as well that when a sota, olenu, is tested, so to restore peace between a husband and wife, so as Shem says, you could burn the shame Hashem, and why do we do this? To restore peace between a husband and wife, and I think that really is what's going on here, that when people speak to each other, especially in, let's say, a husband and wife, especially, let's say, friends, especially, like, close relationships, they need to face each other. They need to look at each other. They need to talk to each other, looking at each other in the eyes, because when they face opposite each other, it's never a good sign. Never a good sign when they're, like, sort of, like, yeah, we're kind of looking at you, like, yeah, I sort of hear you, like, what? If they have to be focused and concentrating, when they're focused and they're concentrating, that's when good things will happen. Because I believe where the Kruvim were, that's where the Shekhinah was. That's exactly the point where the Shekhinah was. And I think that's really the lesson, that when friends, especially if are looking at each other in the eye and they're talking to each other, it could be even about a very serious issue, that with a respectful disagreement, and that's where the Shekhinah is. That is a sign that things are going well. But if the Chas V'Shalom, they don't look at each other, they're like totally spacing out, or even amongst friends, or even whatever it is, that's how you know things are not going to go well. That is a sign of disaster. Nothing good will ever come by people not looking at each other. That's the lesson that the Kruvim teach. One of the lessons that the Kruvim teach is that when people need to face each other, when people face each other, things will go well. When people are oppositional to each other, they're not looking at each other, they're not concentrating on each other, they don't care, then everything will not be good. It's never a good sign. That's not where the Shekhinah is. There's such a concept of shalom, of peace, and Hashem wants to be where there is peace. And if it's like, if they're like not looking at each other and there's no peace, then nothing is gonna go well, because that was, even though the Gemara says that at the time of destruction based on Mikdash, they were looking at each other, but nevertheless, it was generally considered a very bad thing. And it's my hope that when we have to deal with each other, first of all, we should always be doing the will of Hashem. We don't have the Kruvim today. We don't have the Mishkan today. We don't have the Beit HaMikdash. But we still try to relate to Hashem to whatever degree we can. But we could understand for a Ben Adam Lechavero aspect as well, that when we talk to each other, we should look at each other. It's like a respectful manner. It's a way of, like, showing, like, I respect you, I value you, even if I'm a little bit angry at you, even if I don't agree with you. It's like a certain respect. It's the height of disrespect to try to sort of turn away and not look at the person, because it means, oh, I don't value you. I don't have a certain value for you. That's like a way of showing I don't really care. I don't really care what you have to say. I'll talk to you from a distance. I'll talk to you like in an echo. That's never good. So it's my bracha that we should try to talk to each other. We should try to look at each other. We should try to, in a respectful manner, in a respectful way, that's how we know that Hashem is between us. That's how we know that Hashem's Shekhinah is with us, even in Galus. I would dare say even in Galus, we know that Hashem is with us. And if Chas V'Shalom, there's no peace, So Kaviyachol is not a literal, but Hashem is far away in the sense that our Shechina is not palpable. It's not something for now, but there's a concept and idea of how much we could relate. Hashem is always in every subatomic particle, but there's a certain sense of a distance, even though it's not literal in nature. Hashem is in every subatomic particle, but there's a feeling of that. So we should always try to get along. Everybody, bracha, talk in the morning. Live Torah, love Torah, learn Torah. Have a wonderful night. Thank you very much for that.